Welcome to Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. How to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Now, David Blaze.
It's been said that you get out of the promotional products industry what you put in it. But technically, that's not quite true. We actually get back a multiple of what we put in, and I'll tell you how to use that information to your competitive advantage. We'll also talk with a top secrets client who's been using the information for years. He'll tell you what effect that's had on his business. All that coming up right now. It was great seeing so many of you in Orlando and Las Vegas. I've got about 3 hours before I have to head back to Orlando for a private training, but I just wanted to touch base with you on something that I think has caused a little bit of confusion for people. It's been said that you get out of the promotional products industry what you put into it, but technically, that's not quite accurate. What I've found is that we actually get back some sort of multiple of what we put in. Those who are extremely good at doing what they do, get back a high multiple. So you can put in X and get back 2 times X or 5 times X or 10 times X or 100 times X. Some people who are not particularly good at what they do, they get back fractions. So they can put in X and get maybe half X or 1/10 of X or 1/20 of X or 1/50 of X. As a result, it's not what we do so much, it's the way that we do those things that's going to determine our success. For example, if our prospecting efforts are not so great, that could result in a fractional number. In other words, we put out X in terms of our effort in terms of prospecting, but if the quality of that prospecting is a 0.5, we're only going to get back half of what we put in. That's why it's so important to focus on not just doing the things we know we need to do, but doing them well, doing them consistently, doing them profitably. My friend Bill Brooks refers to a phenomenon he calls energized incompetence. And energized incompetence happens when we're all fired up about doing something, but we don't know exactly what to do, and so we don't do it particularly well. This is true of new people who are just getting started in the industry. They're all fired up, but if they don't know what to say, if they don't know how to diagnose promotional issues and solve promotional problems, they end up getting in their own way, tripping over their own feet, and missing out on opportunities as far as customer acquisition, as far as converting prospects into clients, and as far as retaining the clients that they're trying to create in the process. Everything that we do with Top Secrets is designed to help you to drive that steady stream of qualified leads to your door, convert those leads into profitable sales, and retain the clients you create in the process. If you need help with this, please contact us for a free needs analysis to help you determine where you need the most help in your business right now. If we can provide it for you, we'll be happy to do that. If we can't, we'll tell you that. So give us a call, 1-800-494-2721, and ask for your free needs analysis. All right. Meantime, I'd like to introduce you to Vitas Masalitis. I had an opportunity to talk with Vitas right at the end of 2005, just a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about his results for the year. Vitas, you've been a member of the Mastermind Group now since...
It's day one, probably.
Yeah, or darn close to it. And we were talking the other day, and you were saying that you had been experiencing some pretty significant increases in your business again this year, and I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to get together with you and hear what's been going on.
We've been very fortunate that this year we're up about 42% in sales and about 65% in profits over last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and last year was another record year, and it's just been heading in the right direction.
That's great. So what do you attribute it to? Obviously, your sales are up significantly. You're saying your profits are up even more so than your sales.
Correct.
So what are you doing better and differently to achieve those kinds of results?
We, on one side, we haven't hired any new sales or anything like that. We have the same amount of salespeople that we have in the past. We had to hire some support on the inside because of the increase here. So that's been about our only... in terms of operations increase that we've done. What do I attribute that to? It's turning out that we focus pretty much 100% on healthcare these days. Now there's some other things that we do, of course, but we're trying to focus ourselves on healthcare. And it seems to be that they have budgets this year, and we're lucky to get part of that. You know, we come up with some programs, some good ideas for them, and they seem to like it, and they seem to be effective. You know, most of the programs that we do, we try to figure out what our return is or what the client's return is on their investment so that they can see how effective these things are. And that's what seems to be working, and it seems to be heading in the right direction. So,
Some distributors seem to be scared to talk to their clients about return on investment. Did you have that initially? And if you did, how'd you overcome that?
No, I don't think I ever was afraid of it. I showed it to them to the point where my philosophy is I can understand where some people might be afraid of that because they want the quick sale and they don't want anything to interrupt it. My approach is maybe different from others where we think long term. I'm looking for the reorder and the reorder of the reorder more than I am necessarily the initial sale. As we all know, the reorders are the easiest money that we can get in this business, so that's what we really strive for. So if we can come up with a program that we can show them that their money is well spent, you know, it's kind of tough to do where you're going to have, a walk-a-thon or something like that, and you print 1,000 T-shirts. It's difficult to come up with return on investment other than to say, gee, everyone wore the shirts, and wasn't it nice to see a sea of red as everyone walked through? It's kind of difficult for that. On other programs, we come up with, you know, is this worth it for you to hand out these, 29-cent pens as opposed to, handing out a limited quantity of $1.29 pens and view the results. And we calculate that through, and it ends up that the client understands after we talk them through it. They understand why we need to talk about return on investment. So, no, I don't think that we have any fear of doing that. I think it's 100% a benefit, and it seems to have paid off.
That's great. Now, you're one of those guys who also has been implementing from day one. And I always tell people if they're considering getting the top secret system, listen, if you're not going to implement it, don't spend your money. Keep the money, don't do it. But, I mean, you've just been an implementer, and every year it seems like you're able to implement more and do more and better things. And you've had quite a growth curve.
We have. Back when we first got the top secrets program, we listened to it the first time, the second time. There is a huge amount of information and ideas contained in that program that you can't implement them all at once. You can't probably do it even in 1 year. Maybe you can strive for that, but it really doesn't happen. So what we did is we picked the ones that were, you know, the low-hanging fruit, the easiest ones to implement, and started with that. And then as those became a system, and David, as you and I talked about, we try to systematize everything here. Where when it becomes a system and we start doing things consistently where every member of our team does it the same way every time, then we feel comfortable about that. We start implementing another one of the tips or strategies that are outlined in the Top Secrets program. And it seems that over the years, we always find something else, some other little tidbit that we find because we continue to listen to the CDs on the Top Secrets program, and we find something, some little nugget that we start tweaking our system to make it better based on those recommendations. And it seemed to have worked, for the past, I think it's 8 years now, we've been going up, even through the recessions, our profits have steadily risen.
And not just a little. I mean, I remember I've talked to you, you know, just about every year. I see you at the shows and we talk about different things. And it seems like every year you got, you know, solid double-digit increases in your sales, and your profits are always way ahead of your sales.
Correct. One of the things, I think there was 1 year in that 8-year period where we had a single-digit growth. But the vast majority has been double-digit. 1 year we won one of the ASI top 10 fastest growing distributors, which I think, again, we're striving for this year. We'll put in for it again. Yes, it's going up. Our profit margins are going up, although they're starting a little bit to level off, but we're in the mid-40s right now for our gross profit numbers. I think it's 44.6 or something like that. We're trying to get a little bit higher, but it's starting to slow down the growth of that.
Well, now, let's talk about when you started out. I mean, you started out with margins that were maybe, what, slightly above average?
I've been in the business for 14 years now, and when I first started out, it was, if it was in the 30s, I was, I guess, happy. And then after I got the Top Secrets program, we made a conscious effort of growing the percentage, and it has gone steadily up for the past 8 or 10 years.
Oh, congratulations, man! That's great.
Yeah, I flipped to the profit and loss year-to-date comparison. That's what I was referring to, and it's 41.8% up in gross. In sales, and 65.5% in gross profit.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We added onto our house significantly. We basically renovated the entire house. We added 850 square feet. We moved our kitchen, sided, roofed, the entire thing. We built a patio with a 140-foot long retaining wall and this beautiful stone retaining wall. I mean, just fireplace and stonework inside and tons of windows. And now I got to pay for it.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Yeah. So, seems to be working out well.
Excellent. Okay, Vitas, well, thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye. You know, as I was saying to Vitas, if you're not an implementer, don't buy Top Secrets. Save your money. But if you are an implementer, you really owe it to yourself to get it and implement it in your business for a full year. Take our full year risk-free test drive. And for more information on that and a complimentary needs analysis of your business, call 1-800-494-2721 and just ask for it. We'll be happy to hook you up. If you're listening to this as a straight audio file and you've not yet subscribed to the podcast, I encourage you to do that today. You can use either iTunes or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also listen to back issues of the podcast the same way, and the links are included in the email portion of this newsletter. Also, chances are you know someone who would benefit from this information. Please feel free to forward it to them. As we start the new year, it's very important to focus on doing what we do and being the very best we can be. If we can help, please be sure to let us know. I'm David Blaze. Thank you for listening.
Have a question you'd like to have answered in a future podcast? Call the Top Secrets podcast line. Toll free at 1-800-494-2721. Extension 202. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Increase sales, improve profit margin, and grow your business guaranteed. Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales.